Hello, and you're listening to the 76th episode of the What's Up Front podcast. I'm your host, Corey King, and his sister, Hillary King. What's up, Hillary?
What up, dog?
How goes it?
You know. Same old shit.
Same old shit. Just a different day. So today, I guess I do kind of hear myself echoing, actually, now that
I know, right?
Now that we're into it. No, it's fine. I was gonna say that.
Oh, is that better? That's better.
We didn't talk about it, but this is kind of in the theme still of like football season and movies and shit. It is. You know, if y'all have been paying attention,
if you guys opened your third eye in our last segment,
we've been doing fall football movies and like school movies. We're trying to keep it like in a school theme type shit. So Friday Night Lights, Freedom Riders. What else did we do?
Little Giants,
of course. Speaking of, my Eagles just whooped on the Giants last night. What else? Oh, Drumline.
Oh, God.
Longest Yard.
Oh, that was funny.
Oh, that shit.
Yeah, we've done a lot of fall school football theme movies. Yeah, so
this one, I didn't think of it until just now, but we're doing Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, which this one happens to deal with football and the Super Bowl. We're almost at the Super Bowl in real time, so we timed that shit out, I guess. Did you think about that before or no?
I actually thought about it right when we like were on FaceTime.
Oh, okay.
Hey!
Hillary's dogs are acting up per use.
Get off the fucking couch. Get off. Excuse me? Get your ass in that crate. Hold on. She just growled. Get your ass in that fucking crate. Yeah, so I did think about it, but right before when we're on FaceTime, so this is still technically a football movie. Either way, if you guys know, we are Jim Carrey stans.
Oh, hell yeah.
We love the Grinch.
Jim Carrey Hive.
We love, Yes Man. All his movies we love.
fucking Yes Man.
Corey kind of realized he's more of a Ace Ventura when nature calls kind of guy. And I'm more of an Ace Ventura Pet Detective kind of guy. Corey, also, this movie came out February 1994. We're almost at February, so I thought that was interesting. I think did it around a Super Bowl time, maybe, just to, like, be in the moment.
That's cool.
So, yeah, we'll just have Corey do the plot. We have some things we want to talk about regarding, like, policing, football, a little fact check, because...
Fact check.
Just a little, but it's pretty funny. And then I also want to talk about how this character in the movie, Ray Finkel, got brought up a couple weeks ago in the what team was that? The Cowboys kicker, right? Maher?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he missed four extra points, and then Ray Finkel was trending on Twitter, and I was crying, and I was like, Corey, we have to do this movie.
I didn't know Ray Finkel was tweeting.
He was
during
trending
that
on Twitter, and I was like,
trending.
I was fucking dead. I said, I knew it. I perfect timing. So yeah, but you ready for your plot?
Yeah, yeah. Start the timer.
All right, ready, set, go.
All right, so. Ace Ventura is a pet detective who like looks for lost animals and, you know, tries to find them for people. And he's in Miami, and the Dolphins, actually, I don't know if he's in Miami, but anyways, the Dolphins kicker gets Dolphins mascot gets kidnapped, and he's hired to find it, Snowflake. And he has to try and find out who kidnaps the mascot. And then at the same time, eventually, the quarterback for the Dolphins, Dan Marino, gets kidnapped, and he has to figure out who did it. And we think it's this guy, Ray Finkel, who was a former kicker who blames Dan Marino for missing the game-winning field goal that would have won them the Super Bowl. But it ended up being the chief of police who transitioned to a woman and was Ironheart or some shit. Ironheart? I forget how to say it.
Einhorn. 2-1-0.
And he solves the case.
Yeah, pretty much.
I was stuttering through that. You did it, honey. You solved the case. Me. Talk shit.
Pretty much.
Yeah. You want to comment on something now, or? You want to get into the motherfucking goats?
I think, well, can you set up the, just the Dolphins were in the Super Bowl in 1984?
This is supposed to be not, if this is supposed to be neat.
No, look, because they won the AFC Championship in 1984, right?
The 1982 season, so January of 1983,
okay,
they lost the Super Bowl to the Washington Redskins at the time, now Commanders. The 84 season, and then, yeah, in the 84 season, they lost to the 49ers bad in the Super Bowl. So either way, both Super Bowls that they could be referencing around that time were not close games that were missed by a last second field goal. But looking into it now, Ray Finkel was based off of Scott Norwood, who's the Bills kicker who missed the last second field goal in Super Bowl 25 in 1991.
Okay.
So that's what they were referencing, Scott Norwood, not a Dolphins kicker.
Right. But they had to have won the AFC Championship to get to the Super Bowl.
Correct.
So Ray Finkel would have gotten a ring in 1983 because they won the AFC Championship. And then they were saying in 80 or 82 or whatever.
84.
Yeah.
84 is right.
84, supposedly missed the field goal. So their facts are off and on, which I just love that they have, like, it's like relevant. Like, I know what football team they're talking about. It's funny. Dan Marino's still relevant. So my first quote is, you know, he says it in both movies, Lahoo, Zahair, right? Yeah. It just goes back and forth. Same with Alrighty Then. Alrighty Then. Like, it's more of his facial expressions and, like, the things he does with his mouth before he says the things he says.
Yeah. Overacting, but not.
Yeah. Yeah. But what was your first quote, Corey? Do you have a while? Or
I'm not. I had Loser as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You got it. When he gets to, so he gets notified, just, I think it's so cute that he has all kinds of animals, right? He just loves animals except for bats. But we'll get into that the next movie. He goes into the police department, and Corey was kind of like, you had some police questions, right?
Like, oh yeah, yeah. So like, I was confused. Like, I was like, so is he a police officer, but like just for animals? Like, he's a detective. He's on the force, but he just works and finds animals, or what? So I was like, what, how does that work?
Yeah, so I told Corey he's not affiliated with the
Miami Police Department or whatever.
Miami Police Department, they actually can't stand him. I think, like, people, let's say someone steals your Rottweiler, right? Your first instinct is like call 911.
Right.
And you, maybe they'll go look for it. These days, I'm telling you right now, like, that's not a priority, but maybe it is. So you just get a police report, but you could also be like, you can hire your own private investigator, which I think he is, just pet related.
Mm.
I think because Miami Dolphins are a NFL team, highly, like, well known, like, it's not just some random person. They're probably trying to get all the help they can get. So they can hire whoever they want to go find this dolphin, is what I'm saying. So no, I don't think Ace Ventura has any association with the police department. They actually can't stand him because he has no jurisdiction here. But my next quote is, he walks in the police department, walks up to this black guy who I think is his friend, and he turns his cheeks and he's like, hello, and he's like opening his cheeks. He's like, I like to ask you some questions. He's like, not now, Ace. But I just thought that was funny.
Yeah, I think it might be me. No, when he's going to the dolphin tank to, like, find some evidence, he's like about to crawl in there, but there's no water or anything. He's just like crawling in an empty tank. But he turns to Melissa, I think her name was, Courtney Cox's character, and he was like, if I'm not back in 5 minutes, just wait longer.
Usually people say call the police.
Right. Yeah. Get help. But he's like, yeah, just wait longer.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah, and then he comes out of the bathroom at that same scene and he's like soaking wet and everyone's like,
oh no, that's later. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, when he goes to that, do you have a quote before that?
Oh no, you got it, yeah.
He goes in there, he gets all soaky wet, some whale scares him, he thinks it's the dolphin. And then he's like, do not go in there. It's like everyone's looking at him like, ew, what the fuck?
Dude? Right.
He's crazy. He's actually crazy. Let's see. When Robert, or he calls her fatty, but I don't really know the context, but he was just getting all mad because she was roasting him, and he was just like, whatever, fatty.
The chief?
And no, Ace Ventura called Melissa fat.
Oh.
And she's Courtney Cox in the 90s, if you watch Friends, is the tiniest little white girl. So he's just being so mean. He's like, whatever, fatty. Like, that's not going to hurt her feelings. She knows she's not fat. But so they find out Roger Pedactyl is dead, and Ace like cracks the case because the neighbor from across the hall, which is like three more doors, heard him scream. So you can only hear someone screaming if you're in the room, which they said he wasn't. So he figured that out, and then he's like doing the So that's happening, and then he's like, Roger Pedactyl didn't commit suicide, and his face is like, he was murdered. I was like, how could anyone keep a straight face on scene? Like, I don't know, but he was. And then I thought it was, did you catch the Roger Pedactyl's dog was barking at Lois Einhorn? And then he was kind of like, why is she barking at him? Like, mad. Yeah,
he even said, like, so it's true, dogs can detect evil.
Yeah, so I thought that, I don't know if anyone picked up on that, but the dog, like, they say dogs can, like, if they witness a crime or something, they know. So, but there's no such thing as, like, actual pet detective with, like, actual results. But that dog knew that lady was bad news.
Mm-hmm. And then that's when after he does that, that's when Ace is like, can you feel that, buddy? Huh? Can you feel that?
I pump have in the air. Exercise the demon. That shit is funny. Because he does that in the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does that in the next one. It's pretty funny.
That's when he's like, can you feel it, Captain Compost?
He's like,
that's the second one?
Yeah, that's the second one.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. And so he's in Melissa's office. He's kind of like hitting a wall as far as like getting to the, like, he's hitting a, like, he doesn't know what to do. Then he looks at her picture. She was like, why, who is this? Cause he's tracked down every Miami Dolphins player that is in there, all have every single jewel in their ring. So he's stumped. He said, who is this? She's like, that's Ray Finkel. He missed the game winner in the Super Bowl of 1983. Right, Corey?
Yes.
Yeah. He was like, I didn't see him on my picture that I have. She was like, well, he wasn't on the team the next year. He missed the game-winning field goal. So he looks into it. Ray Finkel missed the field goal. These fans are crazy. Everyone's threatening his life. He's losing it. He's saying it's not his fault. The laces were out. Oh, no. The laces were in, so which is why he missed the field goal.
Right.
He goes to Ray Finkel's parents' home. It's just some shithole in Cadstown in New Hampshire. Just like just a shit place. And he knocks on the door and the dad opens the thing and he's like, what do you want? He's like, I'm looking for Ray Finkel. Then he puts a shotgun through the door and then he like cocks it and he's like, and a new pair of shorts. So they find out, did you have anything in there? I think you have one more coming up, right?
I just had the black cop. That one, you wanted me to talk about that one.
That was a little later, yeah. So basically, Ace goes upstairs and the parents are nuts, but they basically figure out Ray became obsessed with Dan Marino. and like killing him and blaming him, and he's the reason for all these problems. Like, he's the reason he missed the field goal, and there's all these things. So then Ace puts together that he got checked into, or they tell him he got checked into Shady Acres, Shadow Acres, like mental institute. So he needs to go in there. But he calls Melissa, and he's like, she's like, Ace, where are you? And he's like, I'm in Psychoville, and Finkel's the mayor. Like, what?
And then that same scene, he's like, I gotta go. And she's like, Ace. And he's like, waiting. And he's like, you thought I left, didn't you?
Yeah, she's like, you bastard. Yeah, he's like, Ace. And he's like, I'm still here. Yeah, that one's funny. Okay, so now he's got it, right? Because he looks into Finkel's file at the mental institute, and there's a little snippet. I don't know how he saw it, but a little snippet in the newspaper that said, search called off for Einhorn's body. The missing body of Lois Einhorn. The search is called off. Can't find her body. He's like, Einhorn? Lois Einhorn is the lieutenant of Miami Police Department. Ray Finkel. Why does he have her article? So he's in his house. All the animals. Finkel, Einhorn, Finkel. Finkel, Einhorn is Finkel. Finkel is Einhorn. Oh, he's so frustrated. The black dude calls him because he goes into her office and finds a note from Roger Podactyl that says, thanks for a lovely evening. See you Friday night.
All right. And then
he calls Ace and says this to Corey.
then he's like, something ain't stirring the Kool-Aid, man.
Why, you guys? Why? Why did that have to be what is stirring? Like, of all things that don't add up, right?
I mean, Kool-Aid does smack. And you do stir Kool-Aid with
vigorously.
The water.
Yes, you stir vigorously. But I am concerned about why it had to be Kool-Aid in the first place.
Right. It's just comedy. And if you guys remember our Not Another Teen Movie episode 3 of our podcast, I had to get the producers on it. If you go back to our Not Another Teen Movie episode, we talked about how the black guy has a line in that where he's like, I'm just supposed to be the black guy who says shit like, damn, shit, and that is whack. So that's just like a typical like older movie trope, like the only black person in the movie is supposed to like have these like niggerish ass lines and be all like, ah,
yeah, even though he kind of had more lines, right? Like, not now, Ace. He's like, come on, we gotta go. You know, he said more, but that part was just unnecessary. Facts. Like, again, you couldn't say something and stirring right in the Kool-Aid, Corey, in a film right now in 2023, right?
Yeah, people would fucking be hot.
Losing it. Okay, and then the last thing I have, so that was my last, like, oh, my last quote. So Ace is caught. Well, Ace figures it out. Lois Einhorn is Ray Finkel. He transitioned from male to female. She's transgender. And Ace is disgusted, right? So he figures it out. He follows her to Dan Marino with the dolphin. He figures it out. And she calls it in like, I found Ace with Dan Marino. He did it. So the entire police department goes unnecessary. They should have had search warrants all over the place. Either way.
I'm dead.
It's from the 90s, all right? So I'm like super analyzing it. They all go code 3. Imagine if you're a regular criminal and you see all the police leaving. You're like, cool, I'm going to go steal from here.
It's like when they chase the Batman in The Dark Knight Rises.
It is. The whole department was there.
Yeah.
So they all get there and they all have Ace at gunpoint. And he hears it on the radio, the black dude. So he tells, you know, Melissa, he's like, we got to go. Ace is in trouble. She's like, or Ace needs us, something like that. She's like, is he in trouble? And then the black guy's like, if I know Ace, it's nothing he can't handle.
Oh, yeah.
They cut to Ace Ventura. He's like, please don't kill me. He's crying hysterically, like, please don't kill me, on his knees, begging for his life. Obviously, he can't handle it. The last thing I want to talk about is just, again, this is 1994. So everyone's disgusted that she is transgender, right?
Right.
But then they all start spitting, and I'm like, does that mean she was hooking up with all of you guys?
I think so, yeah.
Right? And, like, they always say, like, obviously there's some news out about a particular police department where they fired 5 officers about a huge sex scandal. And everyone's, like, laughing about it. But my thing is, like, I know some of those dudes. I know, matter of fact, I know most of those dudes were probably married.
Mm.
And, like, everyone's like, what are you spitting out for? Like, so you knew homeboy was hitting that, and you knew homeboy was hitting that. So all y'all are spitting it, and it's funny. But when a girl does it, right. But if it was a guy, let's say a guy did this, just a guy, and all these girls are spitting, like, ew, I hooked up with him. All
right.
It would be funny because, oh, he got with so many girls. But if Lois Einhorn was actually just a woman, right? Like, if she was just Lois Einhorn and not Ray Finkel from the prior, they would just be like, ah, yeah.
Yeah.
I hit that. So did all my SWAT team members, all my sergeants, all my lieutenants laughing about it. I just think it's just a double negative. Like,
double standard.
Double standard, yeah. Sorry. Double standard.
Yeah, definitely. And it also didn't really make sense in that, because the whole way he, like, quote unquote outed her, which is really gross, like,
yeah,
like the cool. way he outed her as a man, quote unquote, like, even though she's a woman, she transitioned, like, was the fact that she had a penis. So, like, if they had sex with her, wouldn't they have seen that or known that was
right?
You know what I mean? So,
which is why
all,
I think
Roger, they're like, oh my god, all acting all disgusted. It's like, you knew if you actually hooked up with her, you know?
Yeah.
So, like,
Roger,
why are we?
I think it was just making out then, right? Roger Padactyl probably tried to have sex with her, figured it out, and that's why he killed her.
Oh, okay.
She killed
I
him,
see.
Right? Because he screamed in the bedroom, then she threw him out, and it was like, oh, he committed suicide.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's how I.
That makes sense.
They think it was processed. But the other ones probably were just making out or just very hands-on type stuff.
Yeah. But probably... But just to clarify, like, that if someone has a penis, that doesn't make them that, like, the sex of a person does not define what their gender is. Gender is a social construct, and you can have any sort of body part down there and be a man or be a woman is what I'm trying to make
sure
people understand.
29 years ago, just barely 29 years ago, they couldn't fathom that. Right. Even today, we're still having issues with that.
Yeah, tragic.
So, that's Ace Ventura. We love it. I think it's hilarious.
Yes. The second one is funnier.
I don't know about that.
Shikaka.
Shikaka. Shikaka.
Yeah, do any quotes make the list? Do we quote anything from this one?
I'm a psychoville and Finkel's the mayor. I'm just kidding. I don't know. No, I don't think any quotes are like.
I feel like when we were younger, we would say like "already then" or like "loo-hoo's or her," but now
"already then."
That was more like when we were kids, but now we don't really quote that.
Yeah,
I don't think. Yeah,
or sometimes if someone's like, "Where are you?" I'm like, "I'm in Psychoville and Finkel's a mayor."
Do you actually say that?
Yeah, but absolutely no one got it, so I immediately cut that off because I was like, "Dude, never mind."
That's funny.
Literally, never mind.
Should we read any quotes?
Yeah, give me something in the 200s.
Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I just got a call. That's why I was trying.
Oh.
Do not disturb doesn't work. All right. How about 229?
Read it to me.
Oh, I thought you were going
to. Give it to me.
Chances are one night I'll get wrecked.
Corey.
And I'll have unprotected sex with a girl in my dorm. You'll find her thong and call me a slut. I'll call you a cock tease and we'll break up. So when you really think about it, maybe you should just get on that plane.
Karate Kid. Just kidding. That's not another teen movie. Oh my god. So stupid.
You know what's after that? What 2:30 is?
No.
You see me talking to bitches, go get the phone.
But did you say that to me?
Yes.
Corey recently was up here and visited. I think he said that to me. What were you doing?
I don't even know.
Working?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, okay.
And then 231 is... Now, I've been told by the lady upstairs that if you blanks don't have a winning season, they're gonna yank the plug on your little football program. You've been yanking your plug for the last 2 to 3 years.
Not blanks, Corey.
Why are they gonna yank the plug? Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Do you know what 234 is? Yo Yo Ma's cousin, little nepotist.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
235. Feather went out like a sucker. Punk ass bitch played himself. Let's bounce, dog.
Corey, I'm done.
200's got some heavy hitters.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all I got. That's all you got?
Yep.
Heard. Please rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast on all streaming platforms. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at What's That From Pod for updates on future episodes. Follow me on Instagram at SportsyK. Follow her on Instagram at Hot Girl Hill. Boom. Mm-hmm. More episodes on the way. Probably not football themed. I think we've exhausted all the sports and fall movies we could think of.
We did a lot too in our first year too. So
if you want to hop on the pod, hit our lines.
Yeah.
Suggest
Don't be
movies.
Shy.
Yeah.
Don't be shy. You guys have heard it all before. I only roast Corey. I'm not gonna roast you. I'll just come for his neck.
My biggest hater. Motivator.
Somebody was telling me they listened to the Friday Night Lights pod. They're like, "Do you hate your brother?" I said, "No, we're the best of friends." And then they like fast forwarded to the part where I was like, "Is Corey just a fucking loser?" Like I said something like, "Was he always this whack?" And I was just like, "Huh."
Yeah, ID was crying at that one. He was like, "When you said, imagine having his career, coming home and getting a car," they were like, "Yo." I was like, "Yeah, she stinks."
Well, it's got to be said.
I feel that. All right, y'all. Well, now you know. What's that from?